it's 1 minute. 1 minute past the hour, but that ain't the important thing. The thing is, it's 3 days till the new year. And Tom and Sybil are on their holiday break. Normally Thursdays are Sherry Shepherd Thursdays, but Sherry's on vacation too. No worries, because we got the vivacious, insatiable one, Jackie Reed in the building. Jackie!
Good Thursday morning, Skip. Hey. Glad to be here, just days away from 2017. I can't believe it.
Woo, and it's all good too. Really all about good. To get really good. You look over there in the funny chair. Guess who's sitting there today? That dude, actor, comedian, the ghetto Dr. Phil. My man, Corey Holcomb in the structure.
Corey,
here we go. Big C, what up, man? How you doing?
Man, glad to be here, man. I'm about to put it down.
Well, you've been putting it down. How you you've been handling the holidays?
Oh yeah, man. This is a great time in my life. This is 2 years after child support, and my baby mama finally asked me to borrow some money. I was like,
I know that answer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and that was my question. You've been handling the holidays, or the holidays been handling you? So like you handling up. Everybody in the Lou, St. Louis, getting ready for you. They checking for you at the Shea Fest Arena on New Year's Eve, the New Year's Eve Comedy Jam. Start.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm
going
to tear it up, man. Yeah, it's St. Louis, man. It's just like Chicago, just a little more country.
Yeah, a little down the street.
Country.
Right. I don't even know if that's a word, but that's what we say. A little more country.
Man, everybody else on the show, too, man, they can put it down. Oh, Dominique, that's my girl. Tony Rock, Tony Roberts, Red Grant. That ought to be real good, man. Very, very good. You know how Corey does it. So, Thursday. You're doing that on New Year's Eve. That's right, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, Saturday. We count in the New Year's Eve together.
Boy, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. So go ahead and get whatever you need to binge on. Get that out of the way because you want to go into the New Year right. Right, don't
you?
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah. This year, the scene of the crime will be St. Louis. And all you couples who are about to break up, I'm going to go and finish that off so y'all can start the new year out splitting up. Uber drivers need to be outside the venue because everybody ain't coming in the same car they came in.
And Jackie, do you realize how many people use Corey as therapy? You know, if you and your lady, you got a little beef, but you ain't got the gumption to tell her exactly how you feel, just take her to the Corey Holcomb Show, and he speaks for you.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, all these phony doctors help you stay together. I'm here to help you through the breaking up transition because it's probably going to happen.
Give them that last little push to you, Corey.
That's right. It feel good when you got somebody helping you break up with the person that you didn't really want to break up with.
Yeah, man. You know, we're going to get into all that this morning. Got so much going on, boy, with these relationships and all. Holiday stress and the relationships.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, we got to mention, yesterday we talked about Debbie Reynolds being rushed to the hospital after having a stroke. You know, her daughter, Carrie Fisher, passed away a couple of days ago. Well, now Debbie Reynolds has died. Is that crazy?
That's heartbreaking. Well,
that is a heartbreak right there, man. She passed away. How old was she? 84, I believe.
They said she was really heartbroken over the loss of her daughter.
Man, that was something.
Because when she went into the hospital, they say Debbie took ill.
Okay, yeah.
And then she had a stroke.
Oh, boy.
When she died.
Yeah, I hear about stuff like that happening, man. It happens.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, man, just drop in.
Well, two legends gone like that.
I loved what our chief did yesterday. President Obama flexing, saying, look here, I ain't that guy. Russia, y'all can't punk us. I'm still president, and I will retaliate for y'all meddling in that election. I like him taking that stand like that. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You stand up and let them know, man. Okay.
A couple of conspiracy theorists told me something about that.
Yeah. All right. Anything you want to share?
They said Trump hasn't been sworn in yet. It ain't guaranteed that he's going to be president.
What's going to stop it?
Well, he hasn't been sworn in, so he's not the president yet, right?
Well, I'm saying, but what's going to stop him from being? I thought they were saying more than that.
Proof of tampering with the election from over there on the Russian side of the game. That's why they keep bringing out all this little news little by little.
Little by little, yeah. I can understand that, man. Boy, wouldn't that be wild? Is that like the first time something like that would have happened?
That would be the first time, but it would be interesting. Mm-hmm. But this has been a year of first with this election.
Yeah.
It don't matter to me who president. As long as it's insecure girls with college degrees, I'm going to be straight.
Insecure girls.
I'm going to be straight. You can't stop me.
That ain't going to never stop, huh? Oh, hey, y'all, have you checked out social media? I'm sure you have. ATL talking about Bishop Eddie Long's return to the pulpit looking shockingly thin, man. Just everybody on social media, it's all a buzz. And
yeah, if you have not seen this photograph, wow, it's worth taking a look at. He looks like a completely different person. I don't know if he shaved his head or
he changed his name.
Something.
You say he changed his name?
Like a toupee or something.
Yeah, Bishop ain't got that long.
Stop it.
I shouldn't have did that shit.
You should not. It is way
it's out there.
We don't know what's going on. No,
I understand
Corey.
He was dealing with
we
stomach cancer.
We know what's
cancer.
Going on.
But he says he's healed now, though. And, so.
Oh, he did.
Prayers with the bishop on that, man.
He says he's healed now.
He returned to the church.
Yeah, he says he's healed now.
Where he was pastor. He was over there at that church.
Yeah.
New birth.
Right. I was just shocked to see the photos of him. should have moved on real quick.
He's about to be born again.
Corey loading up, ain't he?
Corey loading up.
Let me find
I'm just saying what you're thinking. I'm just saying what you're thinking. We all saw them photos. I was like, it's been one. It's been one. When you see your people start looking like that, you be like, okay, well.
Yeah.
You need to go ahead and go to Six Flags or something.
Yeah, ain't
get
too
some
cool.
fun in while you still here.
Hey, speaking of Six Flags, how about the roller coaster ride between T.I. and Tiny? You like that transition there, Jackie? You like the way I kind of moved out of there real quick?
Yeah.
Before Corey fires more bullets.
Interesting.
Yeah, T.I. and Tiny, they said don't stick a fork in them yet because we'd heard they were divorcing, but hopefully they're going to remain together because it wouldn't look right seeing T.I. or Tiny with somebody else, would it?
Well, they say every time they get together to discuss the details of their divorce, something romantic happens.
What, Corey?
Do you care to share? What
they've been
is
together
going on
too
in your
long.
Mind?
Nothing romantic happens when you've been with a woman that long.
Oh
come on.
Come on now. If you're with a woman, you know what I'm saying, 10 years or more, there's no more romance going on. It's just fake smiles. As soon as she leave the room, you're like,
really?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
See what you got to look
for. It's okay
to
tell
Jackie?
The truth.
That's not true. You got a lot of men rolling over or looking at their wives and loved ones saying that's not true, babe. That's not true.
And I want to say to all the women, next time you kiss your man while he in the bed and you walk to the bathroom, I want you to take 3 steps and turn around and look back real quick and you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll catch that look. Hey, baby.
Women are sitting there going, wait a minute. That's not true.
They try know it's true, it. Too.
That's not true.
Just try it then. Corey, I know you love this man. Oh, boy, broke up with his fiance. Just, a few days right before Christmas, he thought he was going to get out of having to get her a Christmas gift. But what she had done, he texted her and broke up with her. Over a text message, to keep from getting her a Christmas gift. But she was so nice, she had him tickets to the Cowboys game, and he dumped her, so he didn't get a chance to get those tickets. He thought he was getting out of buying her a Christmas gift, but he got played himself. She put up a big sign there, said, my fiance dumped me in a text message. He should have waited until after
fiance.
Christmas. Yeah, fiance.
Oh, he did her a favor.
Yeah.
He did her a favor.
Now you
girl,
sound like
she needs to be counting her blessings.
Hey, Jackie Reed, you got it right there.
Now she gets to go to the football game with her homegirl.
Yeah. At him too.
And depending on how they look, that's how much fun they're going to have.
Oh, my God. But if somebody's going to break up with you over text message, they don't deserve you. They don't do not deserve you.
If somebody break
you.
Up with you over text message, that means they don't feel like talking about it no more. It's over for real.
It's over.
But anybody who's that low down, you don't need to be with them, no way. Count your blessings, girl. Move on.
Wow. Corey, do you like those daddy's girls or you like the independent girls? Which easier for you to deal with?
Well, I think girls who grew up with fathers know how to act when they're around men, and they know what to expect because they've been around a man that love them.
Right, right, right. That makes sense.
You know, the girls who never had a father, those are the ones I take the Red Lobster, and they feel like they owe me for life.
Oh, my God. What? I know those girls.
You know them girls, Jackie. You got some homegirls like that.
Yeah. All on social media. Girl, he took you to Red Lobster. What's wrong with you? So what you right. had to pay? So what you had to go to? So what he pulled out a coupon, girl? You don't know what to do with a good man.
And Sherry Shepard Thursday. Sherry has a day off. No worries. Corey Holcomb is in the funny chair. And Jackie Reed is back, too, for the vacationing. Sybil Wiltz, all that and more coming up today on the TJMS. Check your time. It's 12 past the hour.
Oh, 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 it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.